And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Boomer, that was a new bump, man. Got you a little,
new bumps.
Little Guns N' Roses on us.
Yeah, there may be a few little
sweet child of mine. That's the music of my generation, I guess. But yeah, that's good stuff. I remember literally not being a huge Guns N' Roses fan until we had these guys called PsyOps in Baghdad. They had these giant speaker trucks, and they mm-hmm. could do amazing things. Like the speakers would hurt; they were so loud. And it's something else when you're rolling through Baghdad and somebody gets the bright idea to crank up "Take Me Down to Paradise City" on these massive speakers while you're rolling through Baghdad with armored vehicles and all that. All of a sudden, you feel invincible. So yeah, Guns N' Roses became. I was like, I like Guns N' Roses now. Anyway, there's that. All right. Hey, you ever been to England?
Never been to England. I've flown through multiple times.
Yeah, just like en route to what
in
Ukraine.
En route, Ukraine,
stuff.
Down to Africa, different countries in Africa.
Yeah. I actually lived there for 3 years.
Wow.
That's actually where I accepted Christ, was living in England for three
really?
Years.
Really?
Yeah. I was somewhat of a difficult kid. Go figure. Somewhat of a difficult kid, and I like to say that God gave me a 3-year time out in England.
Was it at the beginning of your 3 years or near closer to the end?
My life changed?
Yeah, your life changed.
I would say it was on the front end, sort of early in the time there. Yeah, it was
awesome.
1978. But 7th, 8th, 9th grade time frame, my dad was the U.S. Army liaison to the British Army for training. And he was unusual. We were not on a military base. He was Army. Most of the presence over there for the U.S. is Air Force and Navy. Mm. There's no Army presence in a big way, no bases like that. But we have to coordinate. And so Dad and one other senior NCO wore coat and tie every day and went to a civilian office space in downtown London where they would meet with – I mean, at one point I know that the Queen's husband – Prince Philip mm-hmm. was in his office,
wow.
and he had him sign the guest book. But yeah, we lived in England for 3 years. So Queen Elizabeth, folks, I'm talking to you out there in the audience now. If you haven't heard, Queen Elizabeth has passed away at the age of 96. Mm. The monarchy. Boomer and I were talking before the show. The monarchy of England does not set policy, does not truly run the government. That's up to the Prime Minister and Parliament. But they certainly set tones, and they certainly influence culture, and they certainly are much loved by the people. I mean, that's their queen, and it's a big, big deal. It's tradition, it's pomp and circumstance, it's part of their culture, the very fabric of who they are as a people. And Queen Elizabeth passed away. They say she passed away peacefully, surrounded by members of the royal family, at the age of 96 today. And of course, her husband just passed away. Just what was that? Do you recall, Boomer? Like in the last 6 months, I feel like.
Yeah, give me one second.
But yeah, it's been the last year. I know time's been flying lately, it seems like. But I have distinct memories of living in England. I went to London Central High School, which was an American DOD school for dependents living overseas. And so me and one other guy, we were the only two Army guys in the whole place. And everybody else was, Navy and Air Force kids. But and a lot of expats, their parents were there as contractors or whatever else, and they went to an American school. Anyway, London Central High School for 3 years. But because of Dad's job, we, got a chance to see Great Britain, to see the continent. Wales was gorgeous. Scotland was amazing. Seeing Edinburgh Castle was just outstanding. But one of my coolest memories is, as a tourist, you go,
April of last year.
Last year.
And his age was 99.
Okay. Gosh, time has flown. Okay.
I know. I was thinking it was recent.
One of my coolest memories, though, I got to say this. So Dad had a friend, because of his assignment there, he had a friend who was a colonel in the Royal Guard. As a tourist, if you go to see the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace, so it's a big deal. It's pomp and circumstance. It's a daily event, I believe. And tourists have to stand massed outside the gates and try to get there early enough to get a view through the gate, kind of like looking through a zoo bars, and if you're in the back of the crowd, good luck trying to see it. Well, Dad had a connection, obviously, with the Royal Guard, and so this gentleman, literally wearing a black suit with a bowler hat and carrying an umbrella. I mean, like, stereotypical?
Wow.
Tally-ho, old boy. But yeah. he He arranged for us to stand in the doorway of the palace, which, you know, it's not like we were, you know, up inside having tea with the queen, but nonetheless, how cool was that? So
wow.
I could see all the masses outside the gate standing there trying to see while I'm standing there in a doorway of the palace watching it from the other side. And just it was very cool. But, yeah, so the Queen of England, dead at 96, wow. And they're already saying Charles becomes king. And, of course, he's been the king in waiting now for, Lord, his entire life. But nonetheless, how old is Charles, Prince Charles, King Charles? I want to say he's in his 70s. You looking at that, Boomer? Yeah. He's in his 70s, and no one expected that he would have to wait. He's 73?
73.
Wow.
Whoa.
So he becomes the king at 73. I would not be a bit surprised to find out he's the oldest one to ever be crowned. You know, the coronation is going to take place, and he will be crowned King of England through great ceremony and tradition and pomp and circumstance, but he's probably... Well, the oldest person to ever be crowned King of England. And it comes at an unusual time. I mean, Great Britain right now, their economy is struggling. I mean, you think about us having inflation right now. They are going through inflationary measures right now that are epic. They had a game show yesterday I saw where they literally were giving away the ability to pay for someone's utility bills for 4 months. But what are you saying, Boomer?
It does say the oldest person to ever assume the British throne.
There you go. Yeah. To assume the throne, meaning he's the oldest person to ever be handed the crown.
Wow.
That's well, listen, I mean, regardless of whether you follow British monarchy, regardless of whether you ever watched an episode of Downton Abbey, regardless of any of that, this is actually a very significant day in world history. They were just showing pictures of her with Winston Churchill. That's how long she's been around. I mean, she assumed the throne a long, long time ago, and she has watched an entire world change. And now Prince Charles becomes King Charles III, and Queen Elizabeth, dead today at 96, passing peacefully in her bed at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll come right back, number one of the Triple Dipper. A plan, sort of. We'll talk about it.